Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Dr. Thomas. I work in New York, and I'm a colorectal surgeon, but actually I'm implementing a lot of other additional treatments to colorectal surgeries, to standard colorectal surgery. And that's how I, at this point, describe it.
Awesome. So can you just tell our audience like how you got into the medical field in general? Like what made you want to get into the field?
Okay. I realize it's not about me, this podcast. You need to give a good message to people. And in this case, like health, how to, optimize health, how to get the best results for many treatments. But briefly, I am originally from Ukraine. I graduated in a medical school, from medical school there in 1989. And then I was as a pediatric surgeon over there. And then I became a general surgeon and then colorectal surgeon. And after I immigrated to the United States and I did all those exams and residency and two fellowships, one colorectal oncology in Memorial Sloan Kettering here in New York, and second colorectal fellowship at Lehigh Valley Hospital in Pennsylvania. I'm very happy, about my training. Actually, my residency was the Cleveland Clinic system. That's, briefly about me. And after I started my private practice after training, and private practice gave me more opportunity, actually, to implement other methods, like I mentioned before, besides standard colorectal surgery approach. And I'm extremely happy about this, and my patients, I think, very happy also.
Awesome. So let's just dive deeper, into what you do. So can you just give me an example of, like, what does an ideal patient look like for you?
Ideal patient? A good question. Ideal question is very motivated patient. Motivated, like a lot of motivation when it comes to you. They want to get well. And you can ask me if patient is motivated, how he got sick. People usually with this mindset, they don't get sick, actually, or get sick less. But because of many factors, actually, today's life, Western life, we can talk about this later, what's going on and why the health is not only health in the doctor's office or hospital or emergency. So that's my best patient. They want to get help. They trust you. And I tell them, if you don't trust me, if you don't feel comfortable, feel free to find somebody else.
For sure.
That's the best approach and will be the best result. I don't know if I answered your question, but that's why.
Yeah, but I guess if we can just dive deeper, right? Kind of, even a case study, just an example of like, obviously that you can't mention name, but like an example of somebody who came in and how they, were able to get value and feel better by working with you at your clinic.
Yeah, so this kind of patients, they ask the right question, number one. Number two, if they agree with the plan and diagnosis, they stick to the plan and they get better. That's how I would say.
Awesome. So, I guess I'm just curious, right? Obviously, we're talking about, in a general term, an ideal patient, but I guess in terms of like your specialty, right? Like who are you serving? Who are you helping and how are you helping them?
Colorectal surgery is a wide range of diseases. Those diseases are known to humans for very, very long time. Let's say like piles or hemorrhoids.
Right.
Or anal fistula, and even cancer, and then diverticulitis, and then more and more colitis, Crohn's disease. Then, of course, constipation, all kind of They just in progress that lead to more colorectal later, like, even bloating, very common symptom, anal itching, which I treat as a general problem because it's most of the times yeast overgrowth. And yeast overgrowth is actually underestimated danger in our society, which we created. So yeah, that's how I would say what I do, what I treat, all those things I mentioned. And I at this point, I actually my goal is to do less surgeries. Even I would say cancer is mostly prevention. It's a big topic. We're not going to talk too much about this, but strategically it's possible. And I believe it will be possible in the future to treat cancer without surgery in colorectal cancer, I mean, area. Because other cancers, they treated without surgery. So this will happen. Happening now, it will happen more and more and more. So I decided to kind of shade away from the robotic surgery, from high tech things. I do laparoscopy. I do laparoscopic methods I use in my practice. But I believe we need to think more to less invasive methods. And that's what I do in like colorectal cancer, colitis, diverticulitis, less and less surgery. So next one is like diverticulitis. It's inflammation in the colon. There are our pouches. So they get inflamed, and if people get recurrences, like infection after infection in those pouches, and then they to the point that surgery is needed. And at that point, actually, I'm implementing methods, special enemas, and they can help delay or decrease symptoms, or even with compliant patients, eliminate this problem. It's like one example. And I still do surgeries for, small stuff when conservative treatment is not successful, let's say hemorrhoids, fistulas, fissures. So I can actually highlight now, if you want, a couple of things for people. Let's say very common problem, hemorrhoids. Majority of people in community, and especially also me, I try to treat patients conservatively, less aggressive methods, because surgery, if you ask anybody who get familiar with this problem, they terrified with the surgery. It's a tremendous pain. And I remember when I was colorectal surgeon in Ukraine, we actually kept people after surgery for a week or two in the hospital. They still do, but less, because of tremendous pain. Pain control. In my training, we would do surgery, and then we would tell the patient, come back in 1 month. So deal with the pain, So in my practice, I actually came with one method of local anesthesia during surgery, which improves postoperative pain tremendously. So some people even don't take much painkillers when I do surgery for hemorrhoids or other similar problems. That's one thing I would like to highlight. The second thing is anal fissure. If you go to Google or anywhere, specialists, the gold standard of fissure, treatment of fissure. Fissure is like, can be very painful and debilitating for the lifestyle. And a lot of pain, patients cannot function and stuff. So the gold standard is to transect a piece of sphincter, muscle around the anus to hold the stool and gas latus. The surgery gold standard is to transect part of this muscle. And for me, it was never physiologic, it was never logic to do it. So I came to the point when for 10 years I didn't do this surgery. I manage this more conservative way. I do a simple procedure for 5 minutes in the hospital. Sorry, my phone, and I don't know how to decrease the volume. I highlighted two things. If you have any questions,
I was just curious, right? It's like, what would you say is the biggest challenge that you face in your business right now?
a good question. So the biggest challenge is it's a very good question. Healthcare system. I think it's a huge challenge. Why? I'm not saying we're doing something wrong because we don't know. Of course, we don't know a lot of things, but the way the system is set up, and maybe the mindset of consumers, that let's say somebody comes with a simple problem to an emergency service, they need to wait for hours. If they come to my office, I can fix it in 30 minutes. You know, I think it's a huge problem, huge challenge in this particular area. That's one thing, more like to the point when people develop problems. But actually, the biggest challenge in healthcare is prevention. And prevention means I can also highlight a few things. If you don't mind, I'll tell you. See, I came up with this. I don't know how much you can see, but it doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say, for fact, I created this like map of health. And this map of health includes few things, essential things. And many of those things, essential, actually depend on government, depends on environment, and depends on and society as a whole. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Do you want me just briefly describe?
If you can dive in, that'd be good.
Okay, everything, you know, in the Bible, there is a verse, you shall ask and you will receive, right?
Right.
So that first was word. First is thought about health in this. So, and this area, it's about creation of the world, creation of the health, creation of well-being. And all this lays in a category of Holy Spirit, God, spirit of health, spirit of wisdom, and life, meaning light of life, light. So what that means, it's not just something to say and forget about it. I can't tell you how many examples I saw people when they operate in this area, when they start thinking of here, they directed the right ways to get better. Or talking about light. Recently, there's a big time trend to use red light therapy. And this is very beneficial because if you ever experienced red light therapy, I don't know if you did.
Right.
Did you try red light therapy?
No, I've never tried it.
Okay, I recommend try at some point. It's very widespread now. So when you lay under red light, you close your eyes and you can actually think you're under the sun. If you go to the beach and you close your eyes, you will see through your eyelids, you know, some light. It's pretty much the same effect. So this one category. Second category is a oxygen. And oxygen in the air doesn't mean the same amount of oxygen in your cell. They need to deliver. Like I'm looking at you look totally healthy. That means oxygen delivered to every single cell in your body. That's, you know, that's how health happens. Health is energy right here in the middle. That's our goal. Health, energy. So oxygen. To deliver oxygen to the every single cell, you need to have a good circulation. You need to think about exercise. You need to think about some massage and stuff to improve energy flow and circulation blood flow. The next category is hormones, peptides, and any signaling molecules in the body. You heard about peptides?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, although this category is signaling your body, so your cell somewhere, let's say on your head, can get the same signal like your cell in the leg gets signal. So those, they cannot be neglected though.
Right.
The next one is nutrition and water. So nutrition, it's a whole topic, you know, everybody talks. By the way, the reason why I came up with this whole thing, because if you don't have this fundamental approach, you will not get the best result.
Right.
Because if you go there to this, let's say you go to the conference and you go to booth, they sell, let's say, vitamins. Oh, we have all these results, right? You go to this booth with something different. Oh, we have the best results. You go there, oh, we have the best results. So you get lost.
Right, exactly.
And what is the practical? You cannot, I mean, if you have 100 spots, right? You cannot just take 100 things home and do it. It's impossible.
Right.
So that's why you need to have basic knowledge to approach. So
Right.
nutrition, talking about nutrition, a lot of GMOs, a lot of sugar, a lot of trans fats. I mean, it's a basic, okay? That's why I said social, that's why I said government and stuff like this. Water has many things, and now a lot of marketing stuff in this whole area is marketing. Because why? Because economy, moving society. So
Right.
if you want to sell something, you need to put good marketing. So
Right.
alkaline water, hydrogen water,
Right.
tomorrow you'll be something else. But water, natural water, that's what you need. Natural water. Of course, there is a definition. I need drinkable, but water should have oxygen.
Right.
And like in a pond, when you have a hot water, fish can die. Why? Because there is no oxygen right here.
Right. Exactly.
So that's briefly about nutrition and water, right? Category. And now the last one, but not least one, is the body purity. So what that means? That means two things: infection and toxins. And it's a huge area. I can talk about infection and toxins for 1 hour.
Right.
But just briefly, infection can sit in your body for years. And when your immune system is low, when you didn't get enough sleep, whatever, stress, infection will activate
Right.
and cause disease. What kind of infections I'm talking about? So many infections. And I mentioned yeast overgrowth and plus mold. Mold, by the way, very important topic, mold. It has causing effect on like autism and stuff and other things. You need to realize about 70%, some data, I'm quoting actually one of the distinguished doctors in this area, mold, Andrew Campbell. So he mentioned about 70% of commercial buildings in the United States contaminated with mold. So what that means, you go to the office, you sit for 10 minutes, you got the smoke in your mouth.
Right.
And it will kill you in 10, 20, 40, 50 years.
Right.
You need to realize this and have strategy how to keep your body clean from this mold, even if you get it. And for this reason, should be nutrition, like anti-infectious, anti-inflammation, direction.
For sure. So I guess like one last thing, I was just curious here before we wrap this call, how are you positioning yourself in the market? Because, I think a lot of people, you're more of a holistic approach and you have like a different approach compared to your competitors. So how are you able to grow your practice?
Well, first of all, I think everybody should have. I don't distinguish standard and holistic. It should be together, like I was trying to illustrate.
Right.
It should be together. How do I position myself? I position myself as a colorectal surgeon with many more additional good tools in my toolbox.
Right.
And that's how I operate.
That's awesome.
Body should heal itself. You just need to help create the environment for that.
Right. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
I hope I remember so Instagram, but if you Google Dr. Fulmes, Fulmes, you can find, people can find it on the website, I mean on internet. And drfulmes.com is the website. Also I have Facebook. I started YouTube channel. I do some explanations, some talks on YouTube. I don't know how you found me, but that's you probably found me on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
So and different groups of people, like moms in New York, a lot of patients come from this group because when they're pregnant, they have specific problems too. So yeah, and my phone number is office phone number 718-743-4450.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Fulmes, thank you so much for your time today. I'm wishing you best of luck in 2024. And yeah, it was a pleasure chatting with you.
Me too, Dan.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. I hope this video will see more people than we expect. So then you have better understanding and use for the knowledge in day one. And
Awesome.
So 2024 will be better year than 2023.
Exactly. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All the best.
Likewise. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Thank you.